a little bit in between, I guess. So let me kind of
look towards where we're going. And by the way, we're not going to be here tomorrow. We're not going to be here Sunday unless something comes up Saturday or Sunday. We will be working on the plan and kind of how we explain the plan. And next week we'll be starting to, in different days, talk about how that plan is actually going to work. But I thought today it might be a little aspirational, what we hope this plan is going to be. But I think it's always good to get back to basics, get back to what the basic principles are and what we're trying to achieve. We're trying to get Ohioans back to work. At the same time, we're trying to protect Ohioans. We do not think those are mutually inconsistent. We think that because what you have done, you've flattened this curve, you've stayed home, done all the things that we needed to do, we're now in a much better position. And now we're going to have to slowly do this, but now we're ready to move into the next phase. I think as we talk about businesses opening, and this is going to be sequential, it's going to be over a period of time, but as we talk about these businesses that are going to open, you know, what are the goals? And the goals are kind of common sense and pretty easy to state. Protect employees and those businesses that are open to the public, that are retail, protect the customers. Protect those who are coming in. So that's it. I mean, that's everything kind of flows from there. I think we're in a situation where also protecting people, protecting customers, and protecting workers is also good business. Because quite candidly, the market forces is equally important, probably more so than any orders that state government or that I might put out or Dr. Atkin might put out. What do I mean by that? Well, no company is going to be able to attract employees if they don't think it's safe for them to work there. The employees are going to have to think it's safe every day. And the same is true with customers. You're not going to go to a place as a consumer, a retail place, if you think that you're not safe there. If you think they're not following the distancing that we've talked about, or if they're packed in so much that you're be rubbing up against others. So a lot of this is just common sense, and it's good business, and it's taking what we have learned so far and taking those best practices and putting them into effect. So let's talk a little bit about what you might see if you would go into a retail business, or what you would see if you would go into a manufacturing company that would be opened after May 1st, or what we hope you would see in those essential businesses that are open now. Distancing. There's no substitute for distance. The 6 foot is the norm. Obviously, more distancing is always better. I would expect to see people working there wearing a mask. I think this is going to become very common, and we want it to be very common in public places. You go into a business. You're going to see barriers where barriers are appropriate. I told you about a friend of mine. I have a manufacturing company. He's put some barriers to protect people where that was necessary, where they couldn't achieve what they needed to achieve in protection another way. You're going to see surfaces sanitized, clean, quite frequently. You may see employees probably wearing gloves. Ample opportunity for the employees, ample opportunity if it's retail and you have customers for them to wash their hands, to sanitize their hands. Staggered arrivals for employees would be something you might see. Staggered lunch where not everybody is gathered together. Employees who can work from home will work from home. Those who can't won't, but those who could will continue to do that, or will do that. You're going to see checking of the employees when they come in, the temperature of employees, making sure the employee is not in fact sick. And if someone's sick, they obviously go home. Retail, but also in the wholesale operations, or where you're aren't meeting the public. Again, space is the key. So in retail, you would expect to see a limit to the number of people allowed in a store, in a place of business. And again, that will vary by place to place. So these are all just some of the things that we would expect to see. John's going to talk a little bit more in a moment about where we're going, but we're encouraging each industry, each group of businessmen and women who have different companies, different type businesses, to come together, get the best practices. Very, very important. After May 1st, things will change some, but the essential reality of the fact that this virus will remain out there. And so our life has to be guided by that. And one of the things that we want to do is to make sure that every individual, and we'll be talking about this in the future, has as much information about their own condition and what risks there are as humanly possible. So it's one of the reasons we do this every day. It's one of the reasons that the media has covered this so extensively and so very, very well, that people can calculate some of their own risk. Openness is important. Testing. We're going to see testing that's going to evolve, but where people are going to be able to determine over a period of time, it's not going to be done overnight, but, you know, whether or not they may have had this when they had no idea that they had it. As we move forward into this world, some things, as I said, do not change. One of them is that we have to assume that everyone we meet is carrying the virus, because many people are walking around among us and don't know they're carrying the virus. In the conference call I had this morning with a prison director, and this is anecdotal, but it kind of tells you something. We're doing some testing. We're doing a lot of testing in our prisons. There's one dorm, 152 people tested positive. We're doing extensive testing. Of that 152, I'm told 60 of them had no symptoms. 60 had no symptoms. Again, it's not scientific, not big enough numbers to come up with the fact that we can't say that 39% of the population, you know, 39% of the people who have it don't have any symptoms. We can't say that. But it sort of tells you that we have to assume that everyone that is out there is in fact positive, because many, many times they will not know that. In some cases, it would appear they will never really know that until they actually have a test. We have a chart I know that Dr. Acton is going to talk about, and Lieutenant Governor is going to talk about.
Put that right on this side.